Someone added me and Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, family. First, before I even get started, I want to thank Sean and the program committee for doing an outstanding job putting this entire program for the whole weekend together. So, kudos to Sean and the team. When Sean called me and asked me to do this, I immediately said yes, and then immediately panicked. I haven't spoken at a convention before, and the last time that I had to speak at a speaker's meeting, I didn't know it was a speaker's meeting, and hadn't prepared for a speaker's meeting, and so I showed up thinking it was an open discussion. I was going to talk for like 10 minutes, open it up. Yeah. It didn't go well. So I did try to do a little prep, and hopefully this comes off all right. So I guess for those of us who confuse sex and intimacy, this is not the sex talk. So sorry. Okay. Yeah, I kind of expected half the room to get up. So
you just blew my whole talk.
I'm sorry, Howard. You know, in Living Clean, it talks about that the more that we open ourselves to grow, the more intimacy that we experience. And it also talks about many of us confusing sex and intimacy. And I can remember when I got clean, that whole suggestion that we all hear about don't get into a relationship for a year. Oh, man, I didn't hear that. I heard don't have sex for a year. And I just couldn't wrap my head around that. And so the first time I got clean, I listened to it. I actually stayed out of a relationship for a year. I didn't not have sex for a year. But I stayed out of a relationship for 5 years. This time I've been clean for almost 12 years in July. And thank you. I got into a relationship the first month I was clean. So, you know, go figure. Yeah, you know, I whatever keeps you clean. What I do know is that when I got clean the first time, you know, sex is not intimacy for me. I mean, it's far more intimate for me to actually sleep in a bed next to you. There's a level of trust that has to be there for that. You know, sport fucking is easy. And the reality is that, you know, I spent a lot of time sports growing. And what I know today is that what I was really seeking was an intimate connection. And what I have found was that oftentimes I was just left as empty as I was when I started. And one of the other readings I took a lot of this out of Living Clean. We work our four steps and begin sorting out who we are from what happened to us and what we did. Intimacy is about knowing myself, and I have to know myself before I can actually share myself with anybody else. Some of the things that I've learned about me is that I'm kind, I'm generous, loving, spiritual. I have integrity both internally with myself as well as with other people and in my dealings with other people. I also lose my patience a lot with myself and others. Knowing that, I can actually share myself with somebody else, and then that first relationship was really with my sponsor. That was really the first deep relationship that, I mean, it was very honest. There was no judgment. It's interesting. I've been with my husband we'll be together 13 years in November, and I'm actually more intimate with, I have a men's group that I meet with on Sundays at my house, and they know more about what's going on in my marriage than my husband does, oftentimes. And it's because of that for me, it's all based in fear. It's there's this fear of judgment. Sometimes when I go to him with deep stuff, like, it doesn't get responded to well. And so I've stopped doing that. I also find it very interesting that, you know, as an old gay guy, God has seen fit to put like 8 sponsees in my life who are all cute young straight boys. Can't figure that out. I have these amazing, intimate, deep relationships with these kids that I adore. I mean, I think of them like my kids. But yeah, it's probably the greatest gift of recovery for me is having the people. You know, the older I get, the less stuff matters. The more I can afford it, but the less it matters. And you know, I just had a birthday, and you know, family and friends. What do you want for your birthday? I just spend time with me. Let's go to dinner. You know, it's that deepening of the intimate personal relationship that makes the difference today. What else is in here? So we mistake intimacy for sex or sex for intimacy, and are likely to think something is serious when we've only just been seeking a distraction or a fix. I like this one. We become more generous and less selfish and fearful through our intimate relationships. And that's been my experience. Most of that's happened for me. So I've been doing this Sunday meeting at my house for 2 years now. And that's the best meeting I have all week long. It's the meeting where we don't talk about stuff. We do talk about all the stuff we don't talk about in meetings. And those relationships are probably the closest relationships that I have in my life. That's it. I'm done. Howard, you're up. I told you I wouldn't be able to make it that long. Thank you.